So with all of these skills and everything that you've achieved in the past, where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Well,
and it's a hard question. People always look at me a certain way.
Sounds like an interview question. Okay. All right. Fair enough. I definitely would like to end up back in the project management field. It's definitely running. It's running various communication projects, communication strategy, perhaps even. That's this sort of goal. I mean, I've done, again, the more content I've done, the more more of the PR work, media relations, and all of this work has given me the experience and has allowed me to sort of diversify, let's say, what I've done. But at the end of the day, I really would have I have to admit that the work that I did years ago for DETA and then later on for the commission, which was working on communication, internal and external communication strategy, project management, project organization, that is definitely what I enjoyed, the more hands-on work. And I would like to see myself, I hope that in a senior position running such a project. Could be for, and to be honest, I have no preference here. Could be the nonprofit sector, could be the public sector, and could be the corporate sector. I mean, I've experienced all three. So I do hope that at some point I can continue. Again, I'd like to get back into that field. I mean, I find that the hands-on working with people. I consider myself people's person, I guess the term is, or people person.
And that
is definitely something that these types of projects allow you. We've discussed it. I mean, working with years ago was working with young professionals, working with various actors in your own office or in your own company, external actors, etc. I mean, I do enjoy that aspect of the work. And it just goes to show, I mean, it's a humanities degree. You can essentially do anything. You can do anything with it and really expect that this will take some time before you do find that sort of niche or something that you're good at, something that you feel comfortable at, you feel comfortable doing. It may not be right away. The first volunteer work or the first internship or the first entry-level job may seem like this is not what I signed up for, but stick with it. Definitely do it. Definitely get the experience. Go out. Be proactive. I mean, I went knocking on doors and found a place at the Atlantic Council of Canada, now the NATO Association of Canada, which led to some wonderful experience, some wonderful experiences, some travel, just overall very, very happy that I took this route and that I got involved with a great organization which led to future opportunities and I would say an interesting decade. So again, it's for all those listening, do take the time, don't give up, and really, really get yourself involved in any type of volunteer or internship work. Get the experience. You simply never know where it's going to lead.
And absolutely.
That's the main message.
And I agree with you 100%. And here, I'm so glad you mentioned that. Here at the NATO Association of Canada, we provide internships every 4 months. So for anyone who's tuning in and who's interested in potentially becoming an intern, what I'd advise you to do is to look at our website, look at all of the programs that we have, read some of the publications that we have released. Every week we have anywhere from 22 to 25 articles and publications that do get released on the NATO Association of Canada's website. If you're interested in a certain program, what I would advise you to do is to then go through the application process. I recommend for all of you tuning in to submit your resume, submit your cover letter, go through the application process. And then in the meantime, if you're interested in getting involved, we do provide student memberships. We provide corporate memberships. We provide regular memberships. Anyone interested in engaging, and anyone interested in attending any of our events is more than welcome to join the NATO Association of Canada as a member. And that's a great way to not only see what our events are like, but if you're interested in then perhaps becoming an intern or a junior research fellow, those opportunities are made available to everyone. So with that being said, Pavel, I would like to take this opportunity to, again, thank you immensely for your time, and thank you so much for doing this interview and for providing all of the interns with mentorship and advice. You were kind enough to come in a few times here to the association to discuss your experience interning and then working at the Atlantic Treaty Association. And that's something that a lot of our program editors, our research analysts, and our volunteers and our interns really appreciate, because when you're starting out as an intern, having an opportunity to talk to someone who's reached that success can not only be inspiring, but it can provide you with a chance to see, well, this is what can potentially happen in my career if I keep pushing, if I keep working hard, and if I keep persevering, and if I keep doing what it is that I'm passionate about, then perhaps the same opportunity might become available to me. So with that, having said that, are there any final words that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Magdalena, thank you for having me. It was an absolute pleasure to discuss my experience, which, of course, everybody's experience is going to be different. But definitely, if I, again, repeat it again, and we've touched upon it a few times throughout this podcast, is this idea of get involved, get out there. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged if you are a young graduate, if you're a young professional. Get involved with a worthwhile organization such as the NATO Association of Canada. You just never know where it's going to lead you. That's one thing. But at the same time, it gets you going. It gets you involved. You meet people. You meet decision makers. You get a chance to discuss really important topics with experts from Canada, from Europe, from the US. It really does open up completely different avenues, different paths, and gives you a completely different outlook. So again, it's this idea that just get involved. And getting involved can mean simply attending various events. It can mean simply tuning into the podcasts. It can mean coming in and actually applying for a volunteer position, an internship, or a fellowship, whatever it is. Just simply get involved, be proactive, and who knows? You never know where it's going to take you. So I wish everyone luck, and hopefully I get a chance to meet some of our listeners during the GA coming up in October.
Absolutely.
On 11th and 12th of October. I hope that's my short, story of where I've been, what I've done, can perhaps maybe help some of our listeners get going and give them a bit of inspiration. Why not? It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. And I look forward to meeting some of our listeners at the NATO Association of Canada events. Thank
you
so
much. One more question.
Yes.
For all of those tuning in, if for anyone interested in contacting you directly, what is the best way to get a hold of you?
Why don't we do it this way? Let's not give up my personal contacts over the airwaves. But if anybody would like to get in touch, if you have any questions about, my experiences, or even the internship opportunities which I've had, and the various jobs that I've held, please contact Magdalena at the association. She'll be more than happy to forward any kind of messages, any kind of questions. Just don't hesitate, please. I'm back in Canada.
Yes, you're here.
I'm here. I'm more than open and more than happy. Again, I came into the office, spoke to some of the interns and volunteers here at the office. I'd be more than glad to answer any questions over email or even over the phone. So please don't hesitate. If I can help in any way, provide some answers, definitely, I can try.
Pavel, thank you so much.
It's
been
a
pleasure.
No, thank you.